Our co-sponsor for this program is Universe Spirit, providing education on Job 1 for humanity, climate restabilization.
Come visit universespirit.org and learn more about the great adaptive challenges and transformative evolutionary adventures of our future.
It's March 1st, 2016. Can you believe that? Well, if not, let's remind you, this is Inside Out, the Naked Truth, coming to you live from Lupin Lodge, where clothing is optional, but the truth is always
naked.
Ooh! We're in Santa Cruz Mountains in California. And I am Errol Strider.
And I am Rochelle Alicia Strider. And we welcome you to our home at Lupin Lodge. We invited you over tonight for some conversation about the human condition and what to make of it, sprinkled with laughter, good music, and a few surprises.
Our show is sponsored by Go Raw, 100% raw food that tastes good and is good for you, and by universespirit.org, and they've got a new, very exciting and important website called Job1forHumanity.org. Sometimes I forget those dotty things.
You can't find them if you don't say them.
It's true. We wanted to be a .com with our company, Laughing Heart, but it was so elusive. So we just decided we're .org, and I feel better for it. Don't you, Rochelle?
Absolutely. I've never felt more wonderful than being an org.
Well, our focus tonight is, it's about time. Like all in good time, don't let time pass you by. A good time was had by all. Time and time again. Time heals all wounds. Time is of the essence. Time is money. Time flies when you're having fun. We're out of time. Time's a-wasting. How many times have I told you? And don't be late. Yep, one could argue with regard to much of our life that it's about time. Think about it. How much of our lives are determined by time and all its considerations? For many, having enough time is more precious than having money. Or as the panhandler on the corner might say, hey, buddy, can you spare some time? Where is time and how do we have more time? And what do you hope for that when it arrives, you'll say with gusto, it's about time? So much to cover in tonight's program and so little time. But how precious it is, this time we have together. Whoops. Where'd the time go? So we're going to have a jolly good time tonight. We're here from 7 to 8. And if you haven't listened to our program before, well, what can I say? It's about time.
I'm going to reiterate a lot of what Errol said, but in my own voice. Time. It's very illusory. Here it is, March 1st, 2016. Where'd the time go? It's almost spring. How often do we refer to time as fast or slow or even non-existent, like when we are right here, right now, engaged in whatever with whomever? Time seems to stand still. Yet the earth moves. The sun comes out, goes away. Days grow shorter, longer. Is time movement? Yet wearing a watch in space or in a darkened room, we can see the illuminated numbers move. 1, 2, 3. Does time actually exist? Great minds have ruminated on the nature of time, and still time marches on. We get older. We dry up. We die. New life comes into being. Cycles. Time? If we buy into the illusion of time, which we all agree to, then it's about time we get started delving into tonight's phrase. Because It's about time.
It is. It's about time.
Fingers every time, seems we never learn. We make the same mistakes once again, digging ourselves deeper in this hole that we're all in. Today might be the day for us to stop and start again. It's about time, it's about space, it's about saving the human race. It's about hate, it's about love, it's about everything above. It's about war, it's about peace, it's about changing history. It's about you, it's about me, it's about time. Every day we drift a little farther from the truth. Without a star to lead us, we're all lost. Dancing with the devil, never looking at the clock. But there'll be hell to pay on the day the music stops. It's about time, it's about space, it's about saving the human race. It's about hate, it's about love, it's about everything above. It's about war, it's about peace, it's about changing history. It's about you, it's about me, it's about time. Sister, every brother, every way, say a prayer. It's about time, it's about space, it's about saving the human race. It's about hate, it's about love, it's about everything above. It's about war, it's about peace, it's about changing history. It's about you. And don't you think it's about time?
It's about time, if you didn't know the title of that, by Alabama from their album Southern Draw. Speaking of Southern Draw, I'd like to invite our Senator Beauregard to come in and talk to us about, well, what time is it? Well, hi, y'all. I'm always happy to be here, and it's a good time, whatever it is, for me to be able to share with y'all. And, of course, I appreciate the kinds of things y'all be sharing with everybody. And it is about time, as this good Southern boy said. It's about time. It's about love. It's about peace. It's about history. Yeah, every day, he says in that lyric there, we drift a little farther from the truth. Well, I think that'd be true here, especially in the political situation here. As you may have noticed, there's a very strong discrepancy between the left and the right at the extremes, and people are feeling extremists. That's because they are dislocated from the center of their being. Not just the center of agreement of partisans, by the way, but the center of the being. And the further you go from the center of your being, well, you're going to have this separation that's occurring in the political climate, which is going to make it almost impossible to get anything done. I don't care who's making president. What do you think about that, Rochelle?
Well, when you said getting further and further from the center of your being, you know, I realized that you would get more and more frightened the further you are away from the center of your being. It's like a child lost away from home, you know, not knowing where they are. Everything looks strange. What's going on here? You get really scared. We all know what fear does. It's reactive. It can be brutal.
Well, folks live out on the outskirts of the being, as I could see it. There's the center, like the downtown areas, and then there's the outskirts. You can have outskirts, you can have inskirts, you can have out pants and in pants. It doesn't matter.
Senator, that was terrible.
Well, I tried to keep up with y'all. You're kind of funny, and I thought, well, maybe I could do something funny, I guess.
Never try to do something funny, no, Senator.
I'm not very good at it, clearly.
Well, nobody is. Try to do it.
It's a very hard thing to do. Well, you need a sense of humor now, one way or the other. You got to get some laughs in because it's a difficult time we're all living in.
Yes, it is. And we have to get to our center constantly because in that place, the choices can be made. Creativity reigns.
We got a choice here. The people think there's a choice about who they're going to have for president. The real choice is how much are you going to participate in and commit to assuming your role of responsibility in steering the ship of this here country and, as a result of it, all its influence in the world. And let me give you a hint here. It's about steering your beliefs is where it starts. Wow. I totally thank you, Senator Beauregard. Steering our beliefs. I remember hearing that, not changing your beliefs, but steering them. So in other words, you've got a belief like, I believe that these opposing beings are no good for this country, whatever side you're taking. I believe that. Now, what would be the first step in beginning to steer that belief in a direction where there might be some agreement and being able to move ahead in unity?
Well, I understand what you're saying, but I don't see how that differs from change, because it's not going to be the same.
But it starts with steering rather than stopping or a swift change. It's the steering. You begin to kind of turn it to the one side or the other.
I guess we'd have to start with awareness then, that we're somewhere that we want to change so we could start steering it.
But you got to have a good rudder. But belief is a powerful thing. You mentioned awareness. Just the other night, Rochelle and I were talking about the four steps to actualization. If you can't bring something to actualization, that means you need to move back to the step three, which is agreement. Because agreement is power. And if you can't get to agreement, you get to that other A word that Rochelle mentioned, which is awareness, understanding. And that's a good place to start with bridging these huge gaps that we're confronting. But if you can't get to awareness and understanding, then you have to go back to the first A, as I put them, and that's attitude. Attitude is what can stop the system and keep you from moving forward toward awareness, let alone agreement, let alone actualization. So I tell you this, it's about time we started looking at our attitudes.
I would say it differently, but that's because I'm me and you're you.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what your attitude is. You have to be aware. Because if you can't see what's happening, you just bumble along or repeat it. There is no way to move forward. I hate the word forward somehow, but to enlarge my consciousness, I have to be aware of where I am at this moment in time.
The word forward just felt very badly.
Yes, it did. I just dissed it like that.
Hate it. The word forward said, well, what did I ever do to you? If anything, I was always pointing you in a pretty good direction.
I wasn't dissing you forward. I really wasn't. I was just trying to find a new way of saying the same thing.
All right. So you don't hate me.
Oh, I would never hate you
okay,
forward.
Good. Well, you said that. It scared me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm all right now. I see where you're headed. With the expansion business. We use these words like hate. My goodness, and he talks about that in that song, The Alabama Boys. Hate, that's such a huge, intense thing. I just saw the movie the last couple of nights called Southpaw. If you haven't seen it, it's really quite good for that kind of a boxing movie. And you're going to see a lot of boxing, and it looks really real. But the main character you'll see right at the beginning is powered, energized by anger. Anger. Gets him in some really big trouble. The movie's about repentance and coming back around. It's something that sometimes we won't get to unless what happens to this guy is he was laid low. He was reduced to pretty much nothing. And sometimes that's what it takes to be able to begin to steer our beliefs in a new direction. In order to do that, of course, we have to become aware, as you pointed out, of the attitude that we may be putting in front of ourselves or others or the situation that's cutting us off from the possibility of increased awareness that could in turn lead to agreement and finally actualization, at which point you'll say, "Huh, it's about time."
Yep, for sure. And what I'm aware of is that the most important thing for me to be aware of at any given moment in time is that I'm coming out of love or I'm coming out of fear. For me, of course, it's clear I have all these definitions of things. I'm not going to go into that. What I'm going to go into is just being aware of being stuck or not moving. Like if I think I'm moving because I can move my hands, let's say, or I can move my head, but my legs aren't moving, then I'm not getting any place. So to be aware of the stuckness, and when I want to move forward or I want to move, expand my consciousness, if I want that, then I have to become aware of what's holding me back from having it.
In other words, the first step toward becoming conscious is to recognize that you're unconscious.
Yep.
Would you say that that was true, Rabbi? Yeah, of course that's true. You're walking around with your head in the sand, and the sand doesn't move, which makes it worse, because then you have no movement. You just have a head not breathing. So the first thing is you got to take your head up out of your belief system, out of your situation, and ask yourself the question, which is, what's really going on here? Am I aware, as you say, nice Rachel, am I aware of what's going on? Am I just not paying any attention and going along, driven by, guess what, time, which is often is not the enemy? Because if you think of time that you're running out, then it's the enemy. If you got all the time you need, then it's your friend. That's why not only is it important to know when it's about time to let go of the old belief system, but to realize that at a certain point, it's really not about time. It's about the now, and the now is not in time, which makes it like a great place to get off the rigmarole of life and relax in the now. Don't worry, time will be there when you get back. But for a minute, take some time to be in the now. That's my advice.
I remember reading a very short little story in a magazine about people being paid in time instead of money, gold, whatever. They get paid in time. And if they lose the time, they can try to borrow it from people, but then they have to give it back. But when you run out of time, you're dead.
Really?
I mean, that's your time. And it was so fascinating to me to think that, wow, you could accumulate time by working or doing special things or heroic things. You get more time, maybe. But the thing is, that's how you get paid, and that's how you live on what you get paid.
In time.
Isn't that a fascinating idea for a story? And it was marvelous, and I read it a long, long, long time ago. Wonder if I could ever find it again.
Probably. This is Inside Out, and we're dealing with it's about time and what time it is. It's important to realize that whatever time you may think it is, times are changing.
People, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone, for the times they are a-changing. Critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win, for the times they are a-changing.
senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall, or he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls, for the times they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times they are a-changing. The curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times they are a-changing.
Well, that was Mr. Bob Dylan, wrote that a long time ago, but I don't think it's any less relevant to you. Come mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand, for the times, they are changing.
And now we are the people who
we're the
are,
old ones.
We're the old ones. And so, I mean, our granddaughter, she's going to be in a whole different world. Now, our children's world is so different than ours was at that age.
What I hear them saying in the song, you got to keep moving. If you're stuck, you're impeding the process. I had this insight many years ago. If you ain't moving, you ain't happening.
I've used it many times.
Yeah?
Yes.
On whom? On what?
On anything or anybody, or especially myself.
Well, if you have someone in your life who's kind of stuck, you can sprinkle that sentence all over them.
You know what I thought of as we were talking is that you really can't change people. You can inspire them, you can influence them, but you can't change them. And too often I think, oh my God, it's about time you woke up. It's about time you saw the light. It's about time you realize you're not the only person on the planet. It's about time you realize that union is what makes us all be better. And you can't do it. And it's so frustrating. And then I realize, well, the only person I can do it for is me. I have to be that person. That's the only thing I'm capable of doing, because I am with me 24/7. I've got a lot more time to spend on moving me in time and space.
And I'm with her a significant portion of that 24/7. Speaking of time, I'm probably with her 18/7.
More than any other human being, that's for sure.
For 40 years of that. And we keep going through the same little mutual push of buttons. And we keep asking ourselves, how long? When are we going to be done with the
pushing? Yeah, when is this button going to wear out?
Right. It's amazing how persistent. These buttons, I think, will last past this lifetime. The buttons that get pushed.
We'll be gone, but the buttons
the
will
buttons
remain.
The buttons stay. Right. And because
crazy.
Unlike a lot of parts of your body, the buttons get stronger and firmer the more they are used.
That's true.
So if you have buttons, isn't it about time you changed your buttons? Get some new buttons. Or pull your buttons off.
Pay don't. No attention to your buttons. It's about time we don't give them our power. If you don't pay attention to them, they start to atrophy and die.
Today I had a couple buttons pushed, And then I remembered, okay, the whole kind of, I guess it's a more of a Buddhist approach. The thought rises, you don't resist it, and you just let it drop. That's all. Because the buttons crave being pushed. It's like sex for them.
Oh, that's funny.
No, it's
a funny image.
They love being pushed. They're indiscriminate and they have no tact. And they'll walk up to anybody and say, push me, push me, push me.
Well, that's the way you experience it.
Well, yeah, who else?
I know what my buttons are. They're really clear. And it's so interesting that even knowing it and everything, there's nothing I can do once it gets triggered except let go of it. But I haven't gotten to the place where I cannot have the button at all.
No.
The button gets pushed and then I have to deal with it. And as I told one of my students once, I said, you know, it really isn't about getting rid of something. It's just closing the gap between having it and then realizing you don't need it anymore. It gets shorter and shorter. And maybe one day, you know, it gets so short that it really will disappear, dissolve. That will be about time.
Well, maybe it's just the patience building fodder or grist for the mill. If it never goes away, let's say you do go to your grave with your buttons and they'll sew them on in case they got ripped off. They have a special thing now with the embalming. They have a guy who goes along and sews the buttons on at the same time. That is just so weird thing to say. And I can't believe you didn't make some kind of negative comment about it, Rochelle.
It was too bad to make a comment about it. I was trying to utilize our non-resistance and just let it pass.
Smart girl. She knows whereof she speaks.
So what's it about? Time.
What is it about time? Well, one thing is about time is that it's a reminder of really something very deep and soulful. It's about time.
There's a full moon over India and Gandhi lives again. And who's to say you have to lose for someone else to win? In the eyes of all the people, the look is much the same. The first is just the last one. When you play a deadly game, it's about time we realize it. We're all in this together. It's about time we find out. It's all of us or none. It's about time we recognize it. These changes in the weather. It's about time. It's about changes. And it's about time. Light in the Vatican window for all the world to see. And a voice cries in the wilderness. Sometimes he speaks for me. I suppose I love him most of all when he kneels to kiss the land. With his lips upon our mother's breast, he makes his strongest stand. It's about time we start to see it. There's a man who is my brother, I just don't know his name. But I know his home and family, because I know we feel the same. And it hurts me when he's hungry and when his children cry. I too am a father, and that little one is mine. It's about time we begin it. Make it the dream we've all
John Denver. It's about time, it's about changes, and it's about time.
You know, when he was singing that, I realized that that phrase, with that meaning, it's about time, has a sense of desperation in it. Come on, let's get going. Let's wake up. Let's do this thing, you know. Let's make this happen. It's about time, using it that way. It really is about a wake-up call.
Would you say, Professor Umbridge, do you think it's a time for a wake-up, or are we just overreacting?
Good question, of course. Some might say, well, there's really no hurry. It's just everything's moving along fine. We can just relax and immerse ourselves in the current events of our lives. Those people one might regard as comfortable, if not unconscious, because there are certain circumstances that are pending, and you have to determine whether you're talking about within the finite. This climate change is quite real, and it is going to have effects. Now, the other side of it is that no matter what things we bump into in life, every one of those is an opportunity to become more, what was the word you used, Rochelle? Expansive, more creative. So in some ways, it's all good. All about the time. All times are good, and whatever kind of times you're having are good, because they're all an opportunity to make a choice for your own growth by expansion to where you include yourself in the dilemma that you are approaching creatively. And that's what liberates you from time. As the Course in Miracles says, people don't know this, miracles compress time. That's because miracles, you step outside of time for a split second, so to speak, and then when you return to time, time has gone backwards. And it's the one place they go backwards.
You lost me on that one.
Well, Stephen Hawking, the great physicist, you know, talks about, you know, time moves in one direction. It moves forward. And that's as far as we've gotten. Except if you come into the eternal now, you can move forward or backwards, depending upon which way you want to face it.
Okay, I guess that makes some, doesn't make sense, but I understand it.
Well, of course it doesn't make sense from someone who's used to time moving in one direction forward. But when you compress time through the miracle, and the miracle is not getting sucked into the current reality of delusion, which is an illusion, of course, then you are able to squeeze things together. And so it's the best way not to be late, by the way.
I have a clock that if it's an a.m. or p.m., there's a little dot that shows up in the face of the clock. It's a digital clock, so you have numbers doing their thing. So if I want to wake up the next day, I better be careful. If the dot exists in, which let's say it's p.m., and I want to wake up at a.m., the a.m. won't have a dot. But I could just as easily turn it around. I could have the time standing in front of me in the middle of the day without a dot. And then the next morning, that stands for p.m., no dot. And the morning stands for a.m. with a dot. Now, I made all that up. But it's on a clock, and it doesn't seem to make any difference as long as it's different.
So we're talking about the dots, really.
Or a dotty mind.
And going dotty, and Rochelle's got a head start on that, although not as fast as me.
Well, because you started so much longer.
I did. You know, I'm a man. I get there quicker. But think about the dots, dot, 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 in a paragraph. I often do that when I say something like, and I want to pause for the reader, and I have several dots. And now think of the significance dot has achieved by becoming .com or .org. And it's like the word is used so much that the word dot is in seventh heaven.
We're taking time out right now to honor dot. Not too many of us take time out of our lives to honor dot, but we are taking time because it's about time we honored dot.
Exactly. I was going to say the same thing. Dodd just doesn't get the press. A couple of weeks ago, we honored the, because also a little combination of letters. But Dot, not only is it like a D-O-T, but it's just a dot. It's a little point that you go, whoop, we're done with that sentence. On to the next one.
I think it's very funny.
I wonder who invented the period. How did
it
get started?
I don't know, but you know, in the world in which we live, Google it.
who invented the period?
Or the dot. The little punctuation at the end of a sentence to let you know it's finished. Did you think before they had all that punctuation, you'd just keep talking?
They're just talking on and on, and they didn't finish what they were saying, and then they went on to the next thing, and by the time they got around to that, it was going on, and the other person never got into the conversation. That's how the dot got started. The guy was trying to get into the conversation, smacked him, and it sounded like a dot. And he said, shut the F up. But he left the F word out. He put in, instead of an F word, a dot. And that's how it got born.
I hope you don't believe, like, because he's not telling the truth.
Circa 1524, 28, somewhere in there.
But maybe we'll Google it and let you know next week.
And maybe not. This is Inside Out, The Naked Truth, and we're sponsored by Go Raw. And by the way, you can get Go Raw at where?
You can get it at Costco in the organic section. I've seen it at Trader Joe's. I've even seen it at Safeway. You can get it in lots of places, but I go to goraw.com to find out where you can get it in your neighborhood.
And come visit us, and we'll be sure to have some Go Raw waiting for you. And of course, our other sponsor, Universe Spirit, but now they have this new website that is Job One for Humanity, and you're going to learn a lot of things that you really didn't know.
If you watch the Academy Awards, I was so pleased to see Leonardo DiCaprio talk about climate destabilization. And one of the things about Universe Spirit that I love is it's awakening people, it's educating people to what that means. Not only that, but it's asking us to make a difference. That's how things change, is when the aggregate starts forming from each individual. You know, we become strong. In union, there is strength.
It is about time. We saw a video of Al Gore talking to an audience at TED, T-E-D. He had a lot of good news to say about some of the advances we've made in dealing with the problems. But he also had some bad news, and according to Universe Spirit, he didn't mention some of the most bad news, but I think he wanted to bring a positive message and encourage people. In many instances, we had set certain goals for ourselves about eliminating certain emissions, etc., in different categories, and we far exceeded the time in which these goals have been not only achieved, but surpassed by a lot. So we're making good time, and that's always a good thing, to make good time.
But sometimes you think it's like an avalanche. If you push the snow and then all of a sudden it starts rolling down the mountain, you can sit and understand why that happened and how you can fix it. But the truth is, if it's really rolling down the mountain, it's just going to keep going until it stops. And then you can start up again. But some of the climate destabilization is like an avalanche. It's been pushed over the cliff and making an impact.
But maybe that's the very thing that we need to begin to galvanize ourselves into, a state where we become more cooperative, and that the issue will be so much more compelling because of its imminent destruction that we may actually have to bridge that gap. It is typical of human nature that we tend to need something, an enemy, let's say, outside ourselves. That's why it's about time. And you know who's going to remind us? The Beach Boys.
Door. sisters, everybody, we better start to help each other now. We need it now. When we're sharing our love, brother, that's when you know we can shape another world.
It's about time. There's the same message again. It's just amazing, isn't it? The Beach Boys reminding us. I think this is another interesting song about he's saying, I used to be a famous artist, proud as I could be, searching for my lost elation by getting high. But now he's singing from his heart. And he says, it's about time we get together to be out front and love one another. Brothers and sisters, everybody, we better start to help each other now. We need it now. Now, I know that sounds like a cliche.
Well, it's only a cliche because we hear it so often.
Not often enough.
That's right. Not often enough. Very good. That's about time we got it. That's why we have to hear it so often.
This is Father O'Malley talking to you about that. Yeah, we don't hear it enough. And it's not just a matter of hearing it. It's about seeing it and it's about feeling it. It's our job there. It's those who want to communicate the benevolent news. And it's time. I think it's even more than about time. We've passed the about, and I think we're right there at the time itself.
Well, whenever we're there, it will be the time.
It'll be the time for it. That's the nice thing about our current dilemmas. No matter where you get onto it, no matter when you do it, it'll be a good time to get to it. So you don't have to worry about being late for being on time, because you'll be at the right time when you're ready to step into that time. Otherwise, you'll be late. But either way, it's going to keep going until enough people, as he says in this song there, get together. What's the problem there? And it's because I know we get backed up inside of ourselves with fear and misgivings about one another. Afraid that, we're going to get lost there if we give of ourselves too much.
Oh, Father, you know as well as I do that what we're all afraid of is losing ourselves.
Of course, but I didn't want to go quite there yet because I knew it wasn't quite about the time to get to that part of the subject. But I could go there now with you, darling.
Well, that's why we don't get together.
You see, the first step there, you were talking about it earlier, about the awareness, and aware that that's what we're doing. You have to kind of put the brakes on the spontaneous reactionary habits that we have and stop yourself and catch yourself and perhaps say, wasn't it about time that I looked at these habits and see if they're serving me and serving life? Or should I do it later? What do you think there, Rochelle?
I don't know what to think. You know, I said what I said, and you said what you said, and I think we're saying the same thing. We're just looking at it from a different angle, and I totally agree with what you said.
Well, what about you all listening out there? You there with your headphones on, listening to this show there. Is it time for you to make a decision about moving in a different direction, as you pointed out earlier there? All life is motion, and you want to be part of that motion. If you ain't moving, then you ain't happening. I like that phrase there, and I understand it because the universe is in constant motion. Some people say that God is changeless, and I like to remind them that changeless nature of God is the fact that God is always changing. Ever is not changing. And therefore, we have to keep moving and to changing. Otherwise, you're not alive to life.
Life is always changing. Everything alive is always changing. It's not stagnant. It doesn't stop. And if it does, it loses life.
It does. You'd think, for example, a quiet, stagnant water would be the purest and the cleanest. But no, it actually starts growing organisms that aren't good for your body.
But those organisms are moving.
They're moving.
Yeah.
Well, at least someone's moving.
But what I'm saying is it's almost impossible to be stuck. So it will breed something new that moves. Like stagnant water breeds disease, maybe, but the disease is alive.
Well, it's only breeding new life forms.
Which can cause disease, but it's new life forms. And that is no longer stagnant, because the universe is not stagnant. And it's part of the universe. It will change. It will morph into something else to move out of stagnancy into aliveness.
I like morphing. The other day, I ran into a couple morphs who had already morphed into morphs.
I think they live with the dots.
There's morphs and dots. But the morphs have it on the dots.
You'd think.
That was another show.
You don't say Morphcom.
No, but they thought of it at one point.
Oh, they did not. Yeah. They did not. They did
the
not. You're
who
terrible.
Came up with the dot for .com, they had a big conference in Nepal.
Don't listen to him, anybody. He's making it up. He's in his making up stage.
No, in Nepal.
And everybody's saying, you really think we would believe something right. like that?
It was Kathmandu, as a matter of fact, where they had
Kathmandu.
This
didn't that have a wonderful name, Kathmandu?
We just saw the movie Everest. I think it was based upon a book about thin air or something. It was about these people under these most grueling and trying of circumstances trying to get up the mountain.
Actually, the most grueling part was getting down the mountain.
Actually, in this case, it was. They got up fine, but the getting down, they lost some people.
Lost a lot of people, including a guide. So there we have nature doing its thing, being whatever. And we puny humans come into opposition to nature. We want to tame it. We want it to do what we want it to do. And nature just sticks its tongue out at us and goes, it's about time you got that. You cannot tame me. I am nature. I am far more powerful than you are. So get off it.
We try our best. But again, we have to be reminded that when it's time and when it's about time.
The story of our future be a new tune or the same old song, because who we are only history knows. But where we are going, oh, it hasn't fully been told. And it's about time we turn this world on a dime. Listen, it's about with our hands high, while further downstream is where the truth and the lies divide. And now it's only right we put our world on the line, and we decide together, babe, that it's about time.
The world is just people like you and I, but the stage is set for us to amplify. So let's free our minds rather than our minds be occupied. We got to take it back. It's about time. And that was Ruby Vail. Thank you, Ruby. Once again, all these people are reminding us that let's get with it. Oh, Barney, did you want to say something about It's About Time? Yeah, I sure do. And it's about time you called on me. I don't want to say nothing. I didn't want to be obnoxious by butting in here. But the thing I want to say is about time is that y'all got watches. You got no excuse. You can always just turn down, and you got these cell phones now. Everybody's got the cell phone, so they have access to the time anytime they want it, and they make appointments. So I would like to suggest, since it's about time for most everybody, and our lives are ruled by time, that you make an appointment. Right. Go ahead and put it in right now. Get out your calendars. Get out your cell phone and make an appointment with yourself to say, self, it's about time we had a good talk. See how we're doing, what's been going on. Need if we make a new choice, go in a different direction. As she points out in that song, downstream, there's lies, there's truth. How are we going to know the difference? That's what I recommend, is you make an appointment. You can go online there. They got a thing called Memo to Me, and you can remind yourself to make an appointment. Then you can remind yourself that you're going to have a talk with yourself, and you're going to get right down to it and get to what's really important.
Because it's about time.
That's right. Thank you for saying that here. So we are, what, speaking about time, inside out, naked truth, and the truth is indeed naked. So what about your relationship to time, O ye listener? Do you feel like you've got plenty of time? Have you stepped out of time? This would be a good time to step out of time. And as we try to remind you in every show, the now is always available. And as we said before, you can never be late for the now. And in addition, we're just having this conversation. Rochelle reacts.
You know, because he says to me, when I say remember, you will say this thing. And then he says, remember, about something totally different. But I'm on board to remember and say the thing I have to say when he says remember.
I didn't say remember because I wouldn't have remembered to say remember because I don't remember things like that. As a matter of fact, I have trouble remembering a lot of things, as Rochelle noticed.
Ever since I've known him, which is not about dementia. It's about who he is.
Someone asked Rochelle the other day, Errol, his memory, is he like a little on the edge? And she said, what'd you say? Always been on the edge?
I said, he's distracted by his own thoughts. Therefore, he doesn't remember what he's doing because all of his thought becomes much more interesting than what he was doing.
Well, they say poets are fickle, and I think there's some truth to that because we're always jumping around all over the place, trying to get to the next poem, the next image. It's not just about time, it's about facing it, isn't it?
It's about facing time, but then it's about time.
So tonight's program, Inside Out, The Naked Truth, has been about time. And if this is your first time, we're happy you've joined us, and we won't hit you with, it's about time. And with that said, we're going to take our leave of you right now and remind you to go check out Go Raw and
JobOneForHumanity.org.
And now, what do we have to remember?
Resistance is what you add to pain to make it last longer and hurt more.
It's about time. Our co-sponsor for this program is Universe Spirit, providing education on Job One for Humanity, Climate Restabilization.
Come visit UniverseSpirit.org and learn more about the great adaptive challenges and transformative evolutionary adventures of our future.